first of all, give me a little background. What is your background and your interest in guns?
Well, I grew up the son of a state police firearms instructor and competitive shooter. My father was a state trooper here in Botetourt County the last part of his life. And then I went in the military after college and ROTC, where I was a range officer for the Army and the National Guard. And then after law school, I became a firearms dealer as a sideline and have had a federal firearms license for years. I'm also an NRA instructor and a hunter ed instructor. And then recently I wrote a book on gun control and Second Amendment called Showdown that just released a few weeks ago.
What led you to write the book?
Well, initially I was studying the gun control debate after the Sandy Hook shooting and trying to understand what was going on with the idea of universal background checks and assault weapons bans in response to that shooting. And as I studied the debate on both sides, I found out that it was very complex and that I didn't really understand it myself, as even though I'd been around guns and looking at this for years. So I decided to go ahead and put my research in writing so other people would have the benefit of it.
The book is Showdown, the Looming Crisis Over Gun Control. What, in your view, is the looming crisis?
I think the looming crisis is the conflict between Americans over this issue. Many people will fight you before they will give up their firearms, and many others want to disarm all civilians. And there's definitely a polarizing debate going on and an argument right now. At the moment, the one that's the hottest is the ammunition for the AR-15 that the Obama administration wants to ban by regulation.
Is that the new face of gun control? Forget about guns, let's ban bullets?
Well, at the moment, they're after the standard ammunition for AR-15s and using a law about no armor-piercing ammunition for pistols to ban this rifle ammunition because there's one pistol that uses it. But there are other bans in process. There's a magazine ban that was filed recently in Congress and the House and Senate that will be debated and decided before too long. And then there are universal background check bills in various states all around the country, including Virginia, but Virginia just rejected it.
Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was in Washington this week lobbying for expanded background checks to cover all sales at gun shows and that type of thing. Why is it so strongly opposed by the NRA and other gun rights groups?
Well, the universal background check idea is partly to make sure that there's tracing information for every gun that's sold for future gun control laws to be enforced. And the NRA and other gun organizations know that, so they oppose it. They also oppose it because of the progressive method that's used. This is the next step in the progress towards trying to eliminate civilian gun ownership in the view of the NRA and most gun rights organizations.
One of your chapters is titled No Middle Ground. Why do you think there is no middle ground on this issue?
Partly because of that progressive method. There's no compromise because gun rights organizations know if they compromise that the gun control organizations will just take that as a victory and move on to their next item on the agenda. And that's one reason. I think the other reason is there's so much emotion involved. On one side, there's sympathy for victims and really understandable emotion about people being injured or killed by firearms. And on the other side, there's fear of losing the ability to defend yourself.
There seems to be this huge chasm between the two sides on this issue. Is there anything they can agree on?
I'll be surprised if they agree on much, but they should be able to agree on secure storage of firearms, encouraging people to use gun safes and alarms and other safe storage methods. And they should be able to agree on improving the mental health care system so that there are fewer people who have problems and have their hands on a gun and use those guns in a horrible way. If someone's interested in learning more about this book, they should look at guncontrolbook.com. It's my website that describes the book.